Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back, old school DP Austin Orman. I don't know if this is a sign of the times or not, but this is how you know you made it. This is how you know you made it. Mr. Go 30 on social media profiled Huskers Colorado. Huskers made it. You made it. And you made it on the right side. Like, you made it on the good side. You made it on the good side. Because I'm positive Nebraska's been on the bad side of Mr. Go 30 before. So the fact that he's been on the, he put him on the good side today. Bravo, Huskers.
It's the little things, but it's the big thing.
Oh, that's such a big thing. Like, it's like, oh, we can be proud of ourselves. And you talk about international pull. That's an international pull to have somebody that reaches everybody.
Well, shoot, Bud.
Yeah. Like, Bud coming out the tunnel. That was what Texas said, that they knew it was over when Bud came out of the tunnel with the belt on. Yeah. You know. And it was also helpful to see Bud with the number 140 on his jersey.
Yes.
Because it means that there's a way to get three numbers on New Jersey. I'm seeing a 937 Husker jersey in our future.
Hello.
The fact that you can do three numbers on it, right?
You know? You know?
So thanks, Bud. Thanks, champ. Appreciate it. I asked what the difference was between Saturday and past games for the Huskers. What is the difference? What was the difference? And the easy answer is Dylan Raiola. The easy answer, too, is Matt Rhule and some character trait, right? That He's in year two. He's done a thing. But that makes it different from last year even, right? And so to give full credit, here are some of the things that said. Earthquake Luke says no turnovers. Yeah, that is such a valid factor. Mm-hmm. But there's a thing that has to be tied to that. As a coach, turnovers are a process. And it means that you have to have a thinking and rules in play for how you're going to operate so that turnovers don't happen. And a lot of things have to go right for you not to have turnovers. A lot of things have to be. I mean, remember, and I think a part of that, I think you have to look at turnovers and penalties.
Yeah, turnovers is a Dylan and conversation as well. Again,
that's a tipped ball could be a turnover.
Right. He put one in harm's way. The running backs took care of it. Receivers didn't fumble despite getting hit pretty hard.
Right.
Your take on the penalty situation for Nebraska football. Some of them were dumb. Some of them weren't there is my take.
Here's my thing. You are a byproduct. The flags come out based on your momentum. what you do. What I know is that officials will tell you several times that they're going to throw a flag on the thing before they throw a flag on the thing, especially in full. When they're throwing, when it's a flag party, you're doing some stuff that they've been talking to you about for a very long time, and they're just fatigued by it. Yeah. They're fatigued by it. Like, hey, 30, hands down, bro. Hey, talk it less. Hey, you're leaning. Hey, you're leaning. Hey, you're across the line of scrimmage. You might want to take a step back. All those things. Hands within the frame. Don't grab from behind. Right? It's a bunch of things. So, yeah. Texter says, 6062 says, I feel the difference of this year's team is one word, confidence. Confidence. You have a quarterback who will not lose the game and can win the game, therefore. The other groups are able to play with confidence that they can do their job well enough to win a game. Remember how many games we lost last year when we should have won had we had strong quarterback play. And, you know, I'll be careful. Harburg played his heart out. He just wasn't Dylan Raiola in several ways. Mixture of rule and building confidence in the players and a bit of number 15. Yeah. No, OG, you don't need a recruit named DP. You need another one. Earthquake says no turnovers, and that's fair. Kip says bounce. Bounce, throwing and running. We haven't had a quarterback that could legitimately throw since Armstrong or Gans. I'm not sure that Adrian couldn't throw the ball.
Tanner Lee could rip it.
I think Adrian Martinez had a little bit of what Shedeur Sanders had Saturday. If you get these dudes off of me, I'll show you how to play quarterback. But I can't do it with people hanging on my ankles and hit me at the knees.
Birmingham Stallions and New York Jets seem to think he can
throw
it.
The Jets seem to think that he does pretty well throwing the football. A team mindset and focus is taking each game one at a time. Win the game in front of them. Yeah, focus matters. Focus matters. The ability to not get caught up. And this is also the thing that Husker fans this season are going to have to learn about this team is game by game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Like, let somebody else talk about 7-0. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get caught up in the... We have all the cowboy hats walking by the stage.
Okay, so what's going on at PBA tonight? Give me a second.
All of the cowboy hats. And yeah, all of the cowboy hats are there. We just saw, 12 men in cowboy hats and boots?
Oh, at least.
So yeah, there's something going on at PBA. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I mean, 2887, you're correct. He says, tell me a quarterback that does perform. If he has no offensive line protection. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Listen, he said a thing and said, listen, how many times did Raiola get touched? Quarterbacks understand the freedom that being protected well allows.
I saw this from...
Tater's out here stirring it up.
Oh, boy. Not again, Tater.
Tater says, still got to do another hot chip challenge or a hot wing challenge sometimes. We did a couple this summer. We may. Carricker hasn't done one.
Hmm.
Carricker hasn't done one. Mikey hasn't done one. Chancellor's done his.
He's an OG.
Strick still hasn't found his way into the conversation.
And Strick won't find his way into the conversation if he has his way.
Yeah, yeah, prima donna. 0071, he says, it's the way players are carrying themselves. The team mentality, it looks and feels different. You have a leader who's setting a standard for work. And Coach Rhule said today that the thing about Dylan is how hard he works and that everybody else is now trying to catch up to him. Jesse says, add focus and intensity to that. The intensity level is different. Yeah, I think for me, all of this is true. The ceiling for this defense is so high. If we have an offense like we currently do that can sustain drives and the defense isn't having to be out there 35 to 40 minutes a game, that was talking points 1B and 1C last year, that time of possession mattered. And I knew I posted on social media halftime, maybe third quarter, that Nebraska had doubled time of possession at that moment in the game. There was also a moment when Nebraska had 28 points on 21 plays.
That's a good ratio if you keep it that way.
Right? That Nebraska had 4 touchdowns to Colorado's 6 first downs. Those are winning numbers. But all of those numbers meet both sides, offense and defense, that you're doing a thing. A consistent run game, 2034 says.
Consistent traditional run game.
Yeah. I think this is true. And listen, the run game's not perfect. It still has things that they have to figure out.
That second half was choppy at best, running the football.
Choppy and still trying to figure out who's who.
For reference, Nebraska ran it 9 times for 50 yards in the third quarter. You take that. 9 times for 12 yards in the fourth.
Wow.
So 18 for 62 overall is less than 4 carries.
Still being healthy, absolutely plays different. Chris says the culture is different. The culture. Yeah. Well, Texas says Rhule's confidence certainly is the difference maker. Yeah, I think all of that is play. 7434 says, DP, I think the players believe that they can win this year. Yes, and are working accordingly. I would think that in my conversation with players past, they believed they would win too. But work has to match the belief.
Did they say it with their chest, or did they say it because they were expected to say it?
No.
That's how you tell by the work, though.
Well, there's the fake hustle part. There are people who don't know what winning looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to win.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're working as hard as they need to work. The reality is they're not working as hard as the people that they're playing against. And then you get out there and push, come to shove, critical mass, critical moment. And as Mr. Go 30 says, the moment's too big. Not an athlete. So, yes, I believe this year's team believes that they can win, but the work matched. We talked about it on this show, that going into week one, the real thing about week one is it gives you validation that your message, your landing, your practices is working. Mm-hmm. That's what game one is for. Did all the stuff we said, seeds planted, etc., does it come to bear fruit in game one? Then it does it for game one with the full understanding that once you get through game one, game two has to validate week one. It did. It absolutely did. And then guess what happens?
Week three.
Week three shows up and says, listen, kudos, congratulations on weeks one and two. You accomplished the thing that you want to accomplish. But were you as effective as you can be? Remember, you're competing as much with yourself, the best version of yourself, as you do the scoreboard from week one and week two. Nebraska knows whether it's playing at top efficiency, high productivity.
Matt Rhule said today, no.
No, they're not. No, they are not at apex level. So they have some things to shoot for this week. And that's fair. We'll take more of your texts. We'll close out this hour of Old School when we come back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.